It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I will tell you that, as always, when you're looking at the landscape of college football, more things change, more they stay the same. And in particular, if you look at the Alabama Crimson Tide, I mean, it's just incredible. I'm rocking my hat today because I just had to. I was thinking about it. So I just got to rock it because people know. I mean, a lot of people was hating. But I'm not sure you hate. I mean, and maybe if I wasn't an Alabama fan, maybe I'd be hating too. I get it. But you got to respect the fact that when you're the underdog, 6.5 underdog, and most people said if it really wasn't Alabama, Georgia probably be like in the 20 some point, no favor or whatever. And you and Alabama went in as an underdog, and everybody kind of teed up that way. And the last time I checked, let me see, because let me check something. Oh yeah, last time I checked, that game was 41-24 Alabama. 41-24 Bama. Ooh. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
41-24 Bama.
Don't count him out.
And the crazy part about it is you know, we came in kind of limping, and naturally we lost John Michi for the championship. But that's okay, because if I had a choice of losing Michi or Williams, I'd rather lose Michi. I know that before the season, I can't believe I even said that. But Williams take the top off the defense, and we got Brooks, Horton, and some other guys that, Slade, and some other guys that can. Oh, we got JoJo coming back. See, here's another great thing about championship, college football playoffs, is this. There's a couple of running backs that was out there be back to help out B-Rob. There's a couple of wide receivers that's coming back. Our punt returner, JoJo, he was out. He'll be ready to go in January. So, yeah, I'm telling you, even though we lost Michi, and seriously, losing Michi is a big deal. But we got some guys come in and step in. It was just incredible. How can I say this? Saturday was a good day. They had to use my AK. Shout out Ice Cube. It was great. And I'm so happy for the Crimson Tide Nation. That's how we get down, man. It was just incredible. And then, of course, if you watched it, later on that night, Michigan won. We're gonna talk about this some more. So, kid, man, you said Cincinnati shouldn't be up in there.
No.
Well, they up in there.
They here now.
They up in there. They went undefeated the whole season.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I get a chance to see. I get a chance to find out what they made of.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. I hope they made
Houston up almost showed them what they were made of, but you know, they fixed that they came away with it at the end. They did. They came away with it. Honest, now, I give them a hard time. I said they don't belong there. They're a pretty damn good team, though.
I tell you what,
they're a pretty damn good team, though.
Wait a minute. Don't be back. Hope you ain't cursing. You talking all that mess. Let's mess around. Come and beat Alabama. Let me look at you sideways. You said they were that good. That's what you said. You said they shouldn't even be up there. I can't. You just went off on a tangent about Cincinnati being up in the top four.
I mean. Okay.
No.
I mean, look.
Am I saying something that's not true?
They here now. So now we're going to deal with them.
Okay.
They here now. We're going to deal with them.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it to you simply put. We will have our answer very soon. Do they belong in this real, in the big conversation? At the big table? Should they be at the big table?
Apparently,
they deserve to be at the table, but okay. Do they deserve to be at the big table?
Oh, okay.
That's the question. We'll get the answer. We'll find out.
Well, just to recap, Utah beat Oregon on Friday night. Baylor beat Oklahoma State. That was a tough game. That game could have went the other way. Guy kind of misscored a touchdown for about, the ball would have been a foot longer, he would have scored a touchdown. That was a tough one. We talk about Cincinnati beating Houston 35-20. And Michigan. 42-3? Are you kidding me? They look very, very impressed. Shout out Jim Harbaugh, because, you know, everybody's been down on him. My sister's real happy about her team winning, her alma mater. Then Pittsburgh beat out Wake Forest 45-21.
Who?
Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, Panthers.
Oh.
Defeated them.
The quarterback is really good, too, by the way. He's very talented.
Yeah.
He's pretty talented.
Yeah, we say that now, but back in July when we had a chance to interview him, we didn't have time to talk to him.
He looked different in street clothes.
And he was just like 6'5", though.
Yeah, but he don't look like he can throw a street clothes.
Apparently he can, because he was like, he's the MVP. So yeah. Apparently he's doing pretty well. But, it was just an unbelievable weekend. But anyway, let's get into more of this Bama conversation. Bryce Young, I thought he won the Heisman Trophy against Auburn. I didn't think he had to do a whole lot.
That was the defining game.
But Saturday night, good gracious.
He had some help.
He had some help, but, yeah.
And they came with it.
421 yards. The offensive line was impeccable. People talking all the time. Georgia had the best defensive line in the history of college football. We're so quick to be prisoners of the moment. The best running back ever seen in the history of the game. The best linebacker. The best offensive line. Really?
Well, it depends on who they're playing. If you're playing a bunch of Cincinnati's, yeah.
Man, Cincinnati's in the playoffs. Did you know? You better. I mean, I ain't gonna let you do that because Cincinnati. Because it's not how good you are; it's how good you are that day.
Right.
I don't want to be up here talking about, man. So what happened?
So on that day, talking about the Georgia defense,
yeah.
How good are they? Are they not that good? Or did they just play a team that was coached, well coached, by a fabulous coach that knew exactly how to attack that defense?
That's exactly right. He put it together. Him and Kirby Smart worked together for 15 years. He knows all about the defense. So if he put it together, he should know how to attack it. And that's what happened.
I forgot who was on the call for the game, but they, in the second drive, the second series by Alabama offensively, the first thing they said was Alabama is going to attack with the pace, is going to attack the defensive ends of Georgia, which will soon neutralize the pass rush and the dominance of that defensive line by Georgia. I was like, Now, first thing that came to mind was, nobody else thought of that?
They just want to attack the edges, you said?
And by not letting them off the field with the pace.
Oh, the pace, yeah.
Hurry up.
The pace is definitely, I'm taking it, but protecting the edges, I'm not sure. I think the pace was in it because Big Boy from Charlotte, 99, Davis, I think his name.
Yeah, so they wouldn't let him off the field.
He was tired.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him off the field.
He was tired, man.
In the second quarter.
He was tired. He was spent.
Yeah, so in the second quarter, he was spent, right? So neutralizing those two guys, it changed the dynamics for that front line of Georgia.
But also, I think Alabama was embarrassed how Auburn kind of manhandled them on the offensive line, and they did. So they got coaches too, and I think they put together a good scheme to handle the. I mean, they didn't touch Bryce Young. I mean, he scrambled a couple of times, but you would thought that okay, it's going one quarterback's going to get sacked four times. Which one is going to be? Oh, it's going to be Bryce Young. Man,
the best way to help an offensive lineman is to go forward, not go backwards. Pass protection is not the best way to help him. Early on, you attack. Then that helps them out in the pass. In the pass protection later on in the game, which was a great scheme. At the end of the day, a lot of that game was about coaching, right, and being able to say, if I have five stars, you have five stars. What's going to be the difference?
Exactly.
Nick Saban.
I mean, you know,
Nick Saban.
Georgia has again. By the way, we're gonna see him again. I think
better than you think, Justin.
I think we're going to see them again. I think they're going to probably do some different things. But you know what? For some reason, because we got Bryce Young and because I think we're going to have other guys back who are healthy. See, that's another thing, people. Okay, let's say you play Georgia again. They won't be the same team, but Alabama won't be the same team either.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about that one. But anyway, let's hear from the Heisman Trophy winner, which he will be this Saturday. Let's hear from Bryce Young on the big time win for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, it was obviously a huge win for us. I'm super, you know, super excited, super happy for the team. Kind of what Coach was saying is, you know, just creating that opportunity for us. You know, we know there's a long road ahead. We have that, you know, we're hoping to get into that two team season. So we got, you know, that two game season to prepare for, and you know, it's a good one. We have the 24-hour rule, and then we'll get back at it.
What's that?
He's smooth.
Oh, he's smooth now. I tell you, Bryce Young is just the epitome of what you. I mean, if I had a son, he'd epitome of what my son would be. If my son was sitting down there at the podium doing all the kind of work and talking, you know, it's giving the business like that, you're like, man, that dude, there's together.
I just walk right on by. Yeah, that one right there.
He has together, man. And at one point, that was Bryce Young during the post game conference, press conference. I want to KC, is this the one where Nick Saban was talking about rat poison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so yo, Nick was in his element after the game.
Gotcha.
This tells me a lot. He loves his team. He loves all his team, obviously, but this team is different. They've been inconsistent in a lot of areas, but he knows when they put it together like they did on Saturday, and I think they're going to do it two more times. I really do. He's very excited. But this is what he said about people like K-Mac and KC and the media, you know, pumping people up. Let's take a listen.
I think what these guys really wanted to sort of gain was more respect, not just the fact that they were underdogs, because I think we had a tremendous amount of respect for Georgia, their team, and what they accomplished. But you guys gave us a lot of really positive rat poison. The rat poison that you usually give us is usually fatal. But the rat poison that you put out there this week was yummy.
Yummy!
And by that he says, and I quote, 6-point underdog.
Yeah.
And if just on the strength of your coach, it should be 14 though.
Yeah.
But we'll let you have it. It'll be 6. Oh, okay. So we just blessed to be here, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? We just lucky to be here. Okay. All right. Oh, because Auburn gave us a test. We don't. You got questions about who we are? Okay, well, we may have some answers.
So yesterday at 12 noon, they came out with the CFP, and a lot of people, I mean, I know people in this room, a lot of people surprised that Alabama jumped Michigan, because Michigan was initially number 2.
I don't know why.
In the CFP, Alabama was number 3. By the victory over Georgia, Alabama went from 3-1. And Gary Butler, who's the chairman of the selection committee, talked about why Bama jumped.
Well, let's begin with the game that was played last night. Coming into the game, Georgia has been, you know, they were undefeated. They've been ranked number 1 by the committee all along. And so not only did Alabama beat Georgia, but the way they beat them. They controlled the game pretty much from start to finish. So there's that, and when you add that to their body of work, their other wins against Ole Miss, Arkansas, et cetera. But at the end of the day, now, Michigan, obviously a big win 2 weeks in a row now, looking great against Ohio State and then against Iowa. But at the end of the day, the complete victory over Georgia, the committee came
complete
out of there
victory.
With a strong consensus that Alabama was 1 and Michigan was 2.
Well, that is.
Alabama was 1 and Michigan was 2.
And even though they won't say this, but they didn't want, if Alabama would have been number 2, they didn't want to have Georgia and Alabama come right back and play each other. They didn't want that. Even though they said they don't look at that, they lying.
That's fact.
They lying. They lying their ass off.
We were convincing. We were convincing Saturday that there's no better team in the country.
No, not now.
Not on Saturday.
Not on Saturday now.
On Saturday, we were the best team in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah. I agree.
No matter how we got there, we were the best team in the country on Saturday.
So now we all set up for the Cotton Bowl. It's going to be New Year's Eve, by the way.
Ooh,
Alabama versus Cincinnati. That don't even sound right. Alabama, number 1 Alabama versus number 4 Cincinnati.
Let's go Bearcat.
That's going to be in Dallas or Jerry's World, Cotton Bowl.
AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, AT&T Stadium. Then later on that day, that evening, Michigan, number 2 versus Georgia. And they're going to play down in Miami, down in Orange Bowl.
Michigan. Michigan.
I kind of like our chances.
You like that?
I kind of like our chances.
You like that?
I like that. I like that a lot. I kind of like our chances.
Well, we do what we can.
And some other quick ball games. We got Notre Dame, which ended up being number five in the CFP poll, which tells me that I don't know if Oklahoma State would have beaten, if Cincinnati would have lost, I think Notre Dame probably been up in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've been there.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so Notre Dame versus Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl. Of course, then the Ohio State is playing in the Rose Bowl against Utah. That'd be interesting. That's kind of cool, though. I mean, you didn't make the playoffs. You're going to play in the Rose Bowl. Ohio State is not a bad look. But there's so much going on. Anything surprise you over the weekend other than, well, maybe Alabama didn't surprise you, but anything surprise you when you look at all the games and maybe some of the bowl matchups? By the way, State is going to the Holiday Bowl. That's out in San Diego.
Playing UCLA.
He's playing UCLA. Carolina's going to Charlotte.
They going what?
They're going to Charlotte. Where? In the Mayonnaise Bowl.
Yeah? Mayo Bowl, huh?
Yeah, the Mayo Bowl against
Duke
South
Mayo Bowl,
against South Carolina. So both of those teams, that's a bus ride for both of those teams.
Is your Heisman Trophy candidate going to play?
I don't know. I may not. Well, if I'm coming back next year, I probably play maybe a half or so. If I'm not coming back, I won't play. I'll just get ready for it. I'll get ready for the workouts, get ready for the combine, and let the chips fall where they may.
You know, I'm curious. I was thinking about that, you know, as I was driving in this morning.
It's kind of shade. Go ahead. It's kind of shade.
Yeah, turn the heat up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's about to get cool.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about this as I was driving in this morning.
Yeah.
Hollywood Howell, who was projected to be a Heisman Trophy candidate for the, you know, early in the season,
along with a lot of other people who are no longer heard from.
Well, let's talk about who close to us.
Okay.
Who family.
Right.
What the hell made people see what we saw Saturday night in a Bryce Young in Hollywood
Well,
Howell?
You can't compare. Well, first of all. I'll tell you this. I'll give you a clear example. The only thing that Bryce Young did great. Wait a minute. I guess Auburn was the last drive. He was running for his life, which is what Sam Howell was doing at Carolina. Maybe I need to check this, but he's either the second or third rushing leader for the damn team. You know why? Because he's running all the damn time.
Okay.
So, I mean, you remember we talked about this? We were talking about the offensive line was going to be the most senior-laden part of this, the most experienced part of this team coming back. And everybody's looking around like, man, what the hell happened to the offensive line? They couldn't block nobody. So that's the issue.
So it's the offensive line's problem.
He didn't have a chance, K-Mac, to do his thing. Last year, okay, he had an opportunity because he had two great running backs in the backfield that people had the key on, so he was free to throw the ball.
So
this time, with the lack of that, it was all about Sam Howell. Everybody was keying on him, and they couldn't block nobody. They couldn't stop nobody from getting back in the backfield.
So Bryce Young didn't have a chance to do his thing against Auburn, but he did his thing.
One drive.
But
the drive where he won the game. Bryce Young did not have a good game against Auburn. We talked about that until that last drive. Then he went to work. Up until then, Auburn's in the backfield every damn play, almost.
So the Carolina offensive line didn't block at all. None
right.
this season.
And we talked about that.
None this season.
Against
Virginia Tech, they didn't block.
Against Virginia Tech, we said, man, what's going on?
Georgia Tech, they didn't block.
My point is exactly. I mean, that's why Sam Howell didn't have the game that everybody, the season that everybody was expecting to have. Clearly.
Okay. All right.
Any other question?
I was just trying to see because I don't see it, but apparently that's why I don't see it.
Well,
because nobody blocked for him.
Let me ask you
so
question.
I get it.
Do you think he's gonna be a good pro? You don't see that either, do you?
I seriously doubt he's gonna be a good pro.
Okay, so I guess David Cutcliffe, who just retired, we love him. He thinks he's gonna be a good pro, but you don't.
That won't be the first thing. I mean,
okay.
Dane Jones, you know,
Dane Jones a good pro.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Right.
I said Dane Jones. He's all right. I mean, he talked about trading him in New York, so he's all right. I guess
trade everybody in New York.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he was that kind of pro, I mean, you wouldn't trade him.
Really?
Okay. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you wouldn't trade your quarterback.
No, I say trade. They were thinking about trading everybody in New York.
Not the quarterback.
Yeah, okay. I haven't heard that. I'm just if they are doing that, then I'm like, well, that's probably a mistake. Anyway, Coach Cutcliffe said Sam Howell is going to be phenomenal. I'm riding with him.
Okay.
He knows more football that I can ever even think about knowing.